there are overwhelming, turbulent times, but that also means there is major potential to fill the cracks with new ideas and to transform these destructive systems. There are specific root causes for problems and holistic solutions everywhere. There is room for prosperity, there is room for regeneration and a shift in values. Another reality is possible, and that's what we're exploring here today. Welcome to Sage Talking.
I'm Kate Zoltan and I'm CEO of Undo, which is a meditation app for natural meditation. I built the app with the purpose to give the power back to the people in terms of understanding themselves and how their body heals, how they function as a human, and really just to know that they can trust in their body and therefore they can trust in life. Everything is inside of yourself for you to get through life. Everything is inside of you to know how to heal. Everything is inside of you to know how to guide yourself through life. And you don't actually need to know a lot of it, but you just need to know that that is inside of you. And just knowing that gives you a power that society and the world that we live in now is consistently and constantly trying to take away from us. So that's why I built the app, because that's been my experience with natural meditation. And that's what I feel as that I need, or is my purpose, and that I need to give back to the world, that there is a way for you to be able to heal mentally. There is a way for you to recover your original self. And, you can live as the individual that you're meant to be and live with purpose and discover your own and discover your purpose as well.
I think the word trust that you mentioned is especially important, and that's why I think this is so relevant also to this theme of the podcast, is that I think one of the issues why there's a lot of anger and fear and insecurity in the world and a lot of uncertainty is just because there's a loss of trust, and a loss of this deep trust in the world, in Earth, in our own capabilities, which I think we're being taken away from so much. Firstly, through maybe some aspects of this comfortable lifestyle that many of us live in the Western world, where we on a day-to-day basis, first of all, often it's not necessary, sometimes it's even discouraged for us to practice our own autonomy and to be skillful and to practice, you know, with our hands and our body and our brain. Because things are being more and more automated, and we don't really experience, or a lot of us daily, this confirmation that we are capable and able, you know, to do things and to perform certain skills, where we then can see, you know, what have we actually done today? What have we built and how capable we actually are? So I think not seeing that every day and not being affirmed like that in our daily lives so much is also an issue. And trust that, you know, kind of in a broader sense, everything will be okay, because some people have a vision of a utopia, of a regenerative utopia, and other people have a sense that a big, you know, a dystopia is coming in some way. So I think there's a big rift forming, and it's just getting somehow bigger and bigger. So I want you to explain the term natural meditation, because on the app, that is something, if people will use it, they will encounter a lot. So could you explain what natural meditation is?
Yeah, happy to. So natural meditation really is just what your body does naturally, if you let it. So as you're talking before, that we really don't have a lot of trust in our body. And we really don't have a, therefore, we don't really have a lot of trust in ourselves and society and the way that influences and beliefs and ideas and all of these thought processes are imposed constantly onto us. It really disconnects us from the body, from our body, from who we are. And we are nature. We are organic. We're an animal. We're part of life and connected. So natural meditation really is just allowing your body to be what it is, as it is, and just allowing yourself to be exactly as you are. Natural meditation, we don't have goals. We don't have distractions. We just literally leave ourselves alone while we're sitting still in the quiet and really you're just enjoying yourself, enjoying your system and enjoying just noticing all the feelings and sensations and things that are going on in your body and noticing your senses, noticing your receptivity to life. And just allowing those to be exactly as they are without any kind of addition of thought. So it's an inside-out process, whereas other meditations, traditional meditations and technique-based meditations, they're all like they have an outside-in approach. And this is an addition to yourself, whereas natural meditation is so much more powerful if you can – it's sort of like you're harnessing – the power of your intrinsic self and also activating the essence of nature and the essence of self-healing from inside of you. And but there's also a lot of education that comes with that because, as you know, we're very conditioned to distract and avoid and disconnect ourselves. So there's quite a lot of understanding in terms of just allowing yourself to be. So it's a very heavily body-based meditation. It's very straightforward, very common sense, very easy to do. You're really just leaving yourself alone and allowing yourself to just be. But with along with the education that comes with it, this is the reason why we named the app Undo, is because it's a lot to do with negating beliefs and ideas and conditionings that have been taught to us or imposed on us or and influences that are just constantly coming at us, you know, day after day after day. So it's really important to be able to see through beliefs and ideas and understand yourself in a deeper way than you probably normally would have before. And also without those ideas, because we are a completely different person without those ideas and expectations and beliefs that we're constantly trying to live up to. If we're just allowing ourselves to be, then in that way we're a more natural person. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I mean, we are shaped so much by all the things that we're exposed to every day, whether it be information, other people, you know, our work, the environment that we're in. And I actually love the name Undo because I think for me it kind of signals a returning to, as you mentioned, bringing us closer back to our original self. And what that is, I guess everybody will have to find out for themselves. Yeah. but I also love what you said, you know, that it's straightforward and it allows us, or you know, it's something where for us coming closer to this, you know, let's say original self or this state that is not so clouded and engulfed by everything that is imposed onto us every day, we have to sit with ourselves and we have to sit in stillness, sometimes even with, or often with discomfort. I think healing cannot happen with some form of discomfort, because we have to look at all of ourselves, which is the nice sides, of us, the not so nice sides, the lighter sides, the darker sides, the happy, the sad. And I think that is, in my opinion, one of the biggest learnings or returnings that have to happen in this, let's say, century, in this day and age, in this time, in this era, actually would be the best description, is the sitting with ourselves and confronting ourselves and encouraging and returning to a deep listening. Because I think especially with technology and the stimuli that are around us every day, it's so important to return back to that stillness and to that deep listening. And I want to know that, obviously, since this is something that you have made a part of your life's work, why is natural meditation and a holistic or natural healing, maybe you want to share a bit of your story with that, why is that something that life led you to or that you chose?
When I was once I hit sort of 25, I found that I just wasn't really coping very well with life. I had was diagnosed with depression, and I was on antidepressants, and I was just wild. You know, I couldn't stay in a solid job for more than, you know, say 12 months. I was just on the run, and I knew that there was something wrong with me, but I just didn't really know what that was. So I had these feelings that were coming up inside of me that I just didn't understand. And nobody could help me. I tried therapies. I'd seen psychologists, psychiatrists, you know, tried many therapies, holistic, you know, new age sort of therapies. And a friend of mine suggested that I go on a meditation retreat, which was this natural meditation. So at the time it wasn't coined natural meditation. It was just a meditation retreat. It was back in the when was that? It must have been the late 90s. So I went on the meditation retreat, and as soon as I listened to the first talk that the guy was talking about and started meditating, I just felt at home. And for me, that was very unusual. So as soon as I started meditating, I just meditated every single day. And from the understanding that I discovered from the meditation, I actually started getting to the root of the problem. The depression lifted. I started taking more interest in life. I was being more connected to people. I just an interest in me that wasn't there started to return. And also the connection to people and wanting to be around people. I didn't want to isolate so much. So all of this was the main driver for, you know, my mental health returning. So it was really my mental health issues got me started on the meditation. And then as I went through this meditation year after year, I just got more and more understanding. And I realized that this information is not common knowledge, whereas in my opinion, it should be common knowledge. It should be the information that we're taught at schools, because it's intrinsic to understanding life and intrinsic to recovering from life and intrinsic to understanding how to be your natural self and not be swayed and pushed around and influenced by others. And also it's intrinsic to understanding how to remove conditionings, beliefs, ideas, you know, all the concepts that you pick up in life and the way that you get treated through life, it has an effect. So this understanding and this way of sitting as opposed to other ways of meditating, it's really like, for me, it was the essential tool, the essential understanding to just recovery, basically. So I thought that was so important that it shouldn't just be allowed for the few people that stumble across Matthew who who discovered this and has the understandings of this, I thought that no, we've got to get this out to the world and on a large scale so that whoever wants to understand this approach to life and this approach to living can take it up and have it.
And I think the nice thing is it seems that more and more people are drawn to, you know, this returning to simpler living, to a more connected living, to more connected living to oneself, to earth, to other people around them, to the building of community. I think the more that time and life and just, I guess, different evolutions and developments have taken us away from that, the more people are craving it and actively returning to it, which I think is really encouraging and wonderful. And, you know, why I also thought it was so important to talk about this is that, you know, when people talk about issues that are facing, you know, society, about social political issues, about environmental issues, it's all, you know, it's all basically comes back to us. It's about us, you know, we matter, how we act matters, how we feel matters, if we're healthy or not, how we approach life, how we approach ourselves, how we approach all our relationships, the decisions, you know, people then make on a bigger scale. It always comes down to, you know, them. Who are they? How are they feeling? How, which of their own, let's say, ailments or fears or insecurities, how do they address those, if they are even addressed or recognized? You know, it's crazy to me to see how little reflection also some people do, and how little they are in tune with themselves, and how little they question, you know, how am I? Is there anything I can do to change my current position, my current way of life? And, you know, so really what it comes down to is everything that is happening on Earth, which, you know, we humans are the drivers of, everything that we are responsible for. It comes down to us, you know, to us personally. Who are we? How do we feel? And which footprint do we leave on this Earth, which will be radically different for somebody who, you know, who treads with kindness, who treats other people and themselves kindly, who lives a holistic lifestyle, etc., versus somebody who really, you know, has let life impose so many negative energies and experiences on them, who maybe has a drive, a very strong drive or motivation to, you know, make big shows of power and strength and dominance because of different experiences in their lives. So what these two people will do and what they will be part in imposing on the world or shifting on the world, their energy they give out and their actions they take, that will matter, you know, for the world in a broader sense. So the fact that it always starts with us is how some people, you know, might question, you know, why talk again about something like meditation or mental health? Well, because it all starts with us, you know, with every single person. So if we are in a place where we feel healthy and where we feel empowered and where we are flexible and can adapt to life and to different situations in positive ways, that will have such broader implications and such a bigger impact on the world than most of us can imagine. So I think this topic is really of great importance. And on the app, I also encountered the term a more natural life, living a more natural life. And maybe that ties in to what you said about natural meditation already. But could you explain, if there's some sort of difference, what a more natural life is, what is the approach on the app to teach it, and why is it of value to learn?
Yeah, so that's a good question and interesting. Yeah, the way you just expressed how you're seeing the effect that people, the effect that you can have on people, because I'll just start with saying that quite often we don't think that we have an effect. Somebody who's rude to somebody or aggressive towards somebody, they're not being considerate to the other person, just thinking that that person can either get over it or they're the basis of that is they're really not taking responsibility for the effect that they're having on another person. So it's interesting that you brought that up. Part of the reason that, you know, like we're all wanting to live in a better world. And if people around us aren't considerate of others and the effect that they're having on us, then that just makes our life a lot more difficult, doesn't it? Yeah, so to me, living a more natural life is really just letting yourself be as you are in whatever state that is, and also not reacting to that state, or predominantly not reacting to that state. Because we can be in the state that we're in, but if we start reacting to that state, then we're actually changing that state a little bit. The reactions are really just complaints or trying not to be the way that you are or not liking the way that you are. If we're not reacting to however we are and we're just allowing ourselves to be, then we're just being who we are, aren't we? We're just being our original self or however we are. We're a result of what we have experienced. And when we avoid what we become, then what we avoid what we are, then we become unnatural.
Interesting. That's an interesting way to put it, actually. I like because I think it's on the app there are so many settings, and like right now I'm obviously going to put the link down below so everybody can see for themselves, but there are so many great meditations on there. First of all, I think it's nice you get a really nice introduction to the app, how it works, etc. And then like there are even, and maybe you can explain how that works a little later as well. There are, on the app afflictions that you can select, like anger, ankle pain, anything from calf muscle pain, confusion, endometriosis, fear. There are so many things that are not just mental, but also, bodily things. Like you can select on your head, the head, jaw, neck, throat, if you have any pains or ailments, your arms, your legs, etc. So, like it's so interesting. I've never seen that in an app. And then it also has reset meditations, deep meditations, and these talks, some blogs. So there are really a lot of things to access here. And I think I also saw one meditation which I thought was really interesting, which was like undo the last few hours of your day, which I think is so interesting, to actually sit there and say, okay, well, this, sometimes at the end of the day, you say you the last few hours of your day might have not been good, but your morning was perfectly fine. But then at the end of the day, a lot of us would still say, this day it just wasn't good because we remember the last, maybe 2 hours where something bad happened, whereas maybe the first 2 hours of our morning might have been fine. So saying, okay, now I just, there was a conflict or, either an internal or an external conflict or just something triggered us in a way, and we think, God, maybe I want to address this. I want to let this go and not, have that saved somewhere on my hardware, so to say, and carry it around with me. And to just say, I've noticed that now. I want to undo it. That to me is so interesting and really so worth trying. And I mean, also, I'm just going to mention some of the reset meditations. I mean, it's really specific on the app, just grounding meditation for beliefs. Grounding meditation for body mind, for judgment, natural intelligence, for the senses, to stop harming yourself, you know, anything from anorexia nervosa to bulimia to nausea, procrastination. So it's really so specific. If you have an actual ailment, which is something I've never seen on a meditation app. So I'm going to leave the link down below if there's maybe any code or something that my listeners can use. I will also include that down below for anybody who wants to try. Could you explain a bit how it works if with meditation you're addressing something, you know, physical like ankle pain or a headache, you know, because I think most people have some idea of how it works to meditate regarding, you know, your mental state. But how does it actually work, or what are the effects then on actual bodily pains?
Yeah, so really this is why this meditation is so different. It's actually a new type of meditation. Probably most people wouldn't understand the difference between meditations. There's like technique-based meditations. Most meditations are traditional. Quite a lot of them, as you'd know, are like religious or mantra-based or visualization, all of that kind of thing. So they're all based in the mind, all of those types of meditations, and they're all what we call thought-based, whereas this is a body-based meditation. And what we're actually teaching people is to reconnect their body and mind. We treat body and mind as exactly the same thing. So mental health, that makes mental health and physical health as being exactly the same thing. And that's why we've got all those afflictions and everything in the app, because people to reconnect your body and mind, you need to understand the signals and alerts that your body is actually screaming out at you. So when you're, you know, like if you've got ankle pain, if you twisted your ankle, you've got an injury, there's a lot of pain inflammation going on in that area. But if you can feel the pain in that, you can actually resolve the pain on that, in that physical level. And what we tend to find is that pain and illness are like the symptom. So if you can understand the language of your body and the information and tension held in your body, if you can understand and decipher that, then your body is literally talking to you and explaining to you, expressing to you the problems that you're having in your life are having an effect in that area of your body. So your body actually does talk to you. You just need to be quiet enough and give it the time, give yourself the time and space to feel the pains in your body. And then that's how your body literally, or you, navigate yourself through life according to your original self. So this is the education that we've got packed up in the app. And as you just spoke about all the different chapters that we've got in the app, what Matthew, my husband, who is the originator of this, or who discovered this approach to meditation, those 13 chapters are the things that he has realized are missing in people's lives today, in terms of understanding life and understanding how they live. So there's a lot that we talk about in the app that's related to the significance of pain, the significance of illness, the myth of the mind, and also a big one is stop harming yourself. So, yeah, so it's very comprehensive. And, yeah, it's good that you've noticed all of those aspects of the app, because there's so much in it, honestly. It's like there is just gem after gem after gem. That app is deep on so many different levels that we generally encourage people to, once they've completed all the chapters, to go through and do them again, because the information is so dense in in understanding and information on yourself and how to live your life. You can't get it all in one learning, you know. You need to apply it to your life, come back through, and then go over it again. And then because you've changed so much during that process of listening and re-educating yourself and undoing your beliefs and, you know, questioning your ideas, you're a completely different person. So when you come back through the app and do it again, then you're absolutely astounded by the change in yourself, but also by the things that you've missed in the first time of doing it because it is so deep with information.
I think it would be really interesting to see also for myself, you know, just to commit and set myself a time for maybe 4 weeks and then pick out all the categories and chapters and meditations that apply to myself, you know, to my life, and then really strategically consistently work through the different meditations and then see at the end of 4 weeks, you know, what exactly has changed, how I feel differently. I think that would be something really like lovely to look back on, but actually committing to it, you know. I think sometimes today the difficulty is there are so many resources out there, you know, so many tips and handbooks and apps and whatnot. But to really say, okay, I'm just committing to this one thing, you know, this feels right. This feels something I want to let myself be guided with for a while, and then just see what happens at the end of your own, you know, set time frame. And then, as you said, it would probably be interesting to do the same all over again, because you're going to relate to it and perform the meditations also differently, I guess, since you're now at a different stage than you were when you first started. And I think tools are really important, you know, finding tools, and they can be as small, you know, as little like acupressure rings or a certain breathing technique that you do and that you can take along with you, you know, if it be lavender drops or anything, you know, tools can help. And I think something like learning natural meditation, and now that we've talked about it and what I've seen on the app, can just be a really great tool for life, for navigating life, and to just keep, you know, rediscovering yourself. So you've talked about skills also that are talked on the app. And I think on the app, it was talked about in terms of, you know, education on navigating life through utilizing the hidden skills that we already possess. As you said, natural meditation is very much about what is already in us, in ourselves, what lives in our bodies. So what, in your opinion, are skills that are generally lacking in society today? Something that would just help people navigate life better. What are some skills that you see are lacking in your fellow humans that would be very useful also for, you know, emotional, body-mind connection and healing?
One of the biggest skills that is lacking is a real depth of understanding. We understand things on a superficial level or on a shallow level or what is called, what I would term, an intellectual level. So that's the intellectual level is, you know, just the level of understanding things. Like when you read a book on how to ride a horse, you're understanding what you meant to do, but you've never experienced it. So that depth of understanding is more an experiential understanding. What I find today, especially with the younger generation, is they're very easily satisfied with words and information, and they think they've got it. They think they understand, but it's all on this very, very superficial level and not with a depth of understanding or that doesn't have a real genuine interest in what they are trying to understand. You know, like I was a chef for 25 years and my understanding of food is what I would say very, very deep because of that repetition of that practical understanding. That's the understanding or the depth of understanding that I'm talking about. That comes with experience and genuine interest and genuine understanding of something. And if you have that in yourself, then that kind of permeates through all of your life, and then you therefore have a deep understanding of most things in life and most people that you come across in life. So that would be one thing that I think is missing, or one skill that is missing and consequently overlooked. The other one I would say is the significance of pain and the significance of illness in your body. Most people, the relationship that they have with their pain and illness is that it's their enemy and they've got to get rid of it. So they've got to fix it. They've got to get rid of it as fast as they can. But really, the understanding of pain and illness is that it's a guide in your life. It's there to slow you down. You know, you get sick when you're tired because you're working too hard, you've done too much, you're overriding your system, and you're not letting your body guide you in that way to slow you down. You're just going, you know, you're thinking, oh, I've got to do more, or I'm overwhelmed, or I'm stressed, or whatever, but I've got to keep going. I've got so much to do. So if you can understand pain and illness are not your enemy, but they're your guide, then you approach it very, very differently. So that would be another one. And I think the third one really is just understanding your feelings, or just knowing that your feelings are there to be felt. That we're part of nature. We're an organic thing. We're alive. We have feelings, and feelings are there to be felt. So if we can feel our feelings, they resolve and we move on. We can recover and move on if we feel our feelings to the end, and if we're not trying to change them or want them to be any different to the way they are. Then it is amazing, honestly, how fast you can actually recover. I know you mentioned earlier that under the effects of the last few hours, if you're doing this type of meditation, then you are recovering day by day, week by week, because things aren't building up in your system. You're actually allowing them to resolve and dissolve, and you're allowing your system to recover fully. And you can also catch up on the backlog of pain as well from the times before you haven't, figured out how to recover naturally. This ability that you gain from understanding how to recover, it has a huge impact throughout all of your life. The other thing that is really interesting that happens, if as you learn to recover, this actually negates a lot of the fear that you have in life, because a lot of the fear that you have in life is around being hurt, or thinking that you're going to be hurt, or like you won't go into a relationship because you think that, oh, I'm just going to get a broken heart, I'm going to be let down, or that person is going to hurt me. But if you have the skill of being able to recover from harm, either, physical harm or mental harm, then you're actually not as fearful of life. You actually can be more involved with life and not be so scared. And that the impact of that is immense.
People are really underestimating often the significance, of what we hold and store in the body, and that we're often not even capable to pinpoint of, what maybe we should be letting go, or how to even let go of things, thoughts, patterns that don't serve us and that we don't need actually. And also the significance and, the powers and the processes of our own bodies, self-healing and self-regulating processes, which is also why I love homeopathy so much. Just this fact that our body is constantly working on bringing us back into balance, bringing us back into homeostasis, to say, to regain this balance and this measure of health. Our body is always working on that, but often in our modern world, we are standing in the way of that. And we are sometimes, even if we mean well or it's something maybe our doctor told us, we are actually disrupting the self-healing, self-regulating process that is so innate to our body. And our body is working for us every single day. We just have to let it. And I think that's very significant and so beautiful. So I thank you so much, Kate, for bringing this to all of our attentions and to also bringing it into my life. I'm very excited to start this journey. And as I mentioned before, the app will be linked down below. It can also be found on the App Store if you just put in Undo app. If you have a code for us, I will also include that down below. I think there's a 7-day free trial anyway, and I can really encourage just anybody to try it and to just see what comes out of it, because you really have nothing to lose, only something to gain. And I think reconnection to ourselves is one of the most beautiful things we can work on in our lives, and it will really radiate out to every single aspect of our life, and not just of our own life, but also that of others. So thank you so much, Kate, for taking the time and for sharing about natural meditation. And I really hope that there are a few people that it will help if they embark on this journey, and that will gain something lovely from exploring themselves and their own self-healing and taking it into their own hands. Is there one last thing you would like to share? Maybe something, a motto you have, or an outlook on life, or something about how we live and navigate here on Earth, our connection maybe to Earth and ourselves. Is there something last you would like to share with the audience?
I think the slower you take it, the faster life takes you. That would probably be my motto. So yeah, we're so kind of consumed to just do, and you've got to get as much done as you can in as short a period of time. And if you're doing that's fine. And obviously I get caught up in that as well, with the amount of work that, I've got a big team that I'm managing. So it's a very good reminder just to let yourself know that it's the journey, I suppose, and the path you're on that is important. It's not what you get done. It's the understanding that you get from that, and the interest that you can take in yourself and your life and others around you, and the connections that you make that are the important things. And they're the more, I guess, the more timeless things as well. Time's just really a concept for us. It's the satisfaction and fulfillment that you get from life that is really important, and that's what's, rich, and that is where the beauty in life comes, I would say.
Also, I want to acknowledge and honor Indigenous and First Nations peoples as custodians of most of planet Earth's biodiversity and bearers of ancient knowledge. I pay my respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and recognize all Indigenous and First Nations peoples' strength, resilience, and deep connection to nature. Thank you.